Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll have some songs about time, songs about paradise, and we'll celebrate several birthdays. Last week, on December 9th in 1940, the Longines Watch Company signed the first contract for advertising on FM radio with experimental station W2XOR in New York City. The ads ran for 26 weeks and promoted the Longines time signals. So to commemorate the Longines time signals, here are some songs about time, beginning with Billy Hayes and his orchestra.
You know darn well that it's you again, 'cause you said last night we were through again, and now I'm blue again. I'm alone again, alone again, and I'm out around on my own again, 'cause my mockingbird has flown again, and I'm alone again. Though I say I hate you, I love you more every day. Though I aggravate you, honest I'm dying to say,
that it's new again, you again, and we'll meet today at two again, but tonight we'll fight and be through again, and I'll be blue again.
King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators from September 12, 1928, and I'm Watching the Clock. That was preceded by Blue Again, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. The vocal was performed by Paul Small, backed by Sam Lannon and his orchestra. So what do Blue Again and Sam Lannon have to do with time? Well, the band was credited on that January 1931 recording under one of their pseudonyms, the Benrus Radio Orchestra, Benrus being a popular watch brand at the time, for those of you who weren't around back then. And we began the show with Billy Hayes and his orchestra with Carson Robison on guitar, and You Came Along Just in Time. The vocalist on that April 26, 1929 recording was Andrew T. Stanton. And the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. Last week, December 9th, marked the birth in London, way back in 1608, of John Milton, considered by many to be the greatest English poet behind Shakespeare. Milton was educated at St. Paul's School and Christ's College, University of Cambridge. He intended to become a clergyman in the Church of England, but his growing interest in poetry led him to abandon this pursuit. From 1632 to 1638, he studied Latin and Greek classics and ecclesiastical and political history. In 1638 and 39, he toured France and Italy, where he met the leading literary figures of the day. On his return to England, he settled in London and began writing a series of social, religious, and political tracts. His epic poem, Paradise Lost, is considered to be Milton's masterpiece and one of the greatest poems in world literature. In its 12 books, completed in 1667, he tells the story of the fall of Adam. The companion epic, Paradise Regained, tells of human salvation through Christ. John Milton died November 8, 1674. So here to commemorate John Milton's poem are some rapidly rotating records about paradise, beginning with Frankie Reynolds.
Thank you. paradise, now we're apart. We were so gay in love, eager to stay in love, dream life away in love, heart to heart. Trouble in paradise ended our dreams. Trouble in paradise, strange as it seems. Lonely am I again, learning to cry again, paying a price for trouble in
some rapidly rotating records about paradise to commemorate the birth in 1608 of John Milton, author of Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained. We began with Paradise, written by Nacio Herb Brown and Gordon Clifford, and performed by Frankie Reynolds and his orchestra. Frankie Reynolds broadcast from the Continental Room at the Tutwiler Hotel in Charlotte, North Carolina, over WSGN, Alabama's first full-time NBC affiliate. Paradise was recorded by Victor in the second-floor warehouse of the Southern Radio Corporation in Charlotte on August 4, 1937. Southern was a distributor of RCA radios and phonographs. Paradise was followed by Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra and Bird of Paradise, written by Duke Ellington, who never recorded it. Bird of Paradise was arranged by pianist Ed Wilcox and Eddie Durham, trombonist and guitarist, formerly with Benny Moten and Count Basie, and was recorded May 29, 1935. And we just heard Trouble in Paradise, written by Ned Weaver, Gene Schwartz, and Milton Ager. Ray Noble and his orchestra, with the vocal by Al Boley, from September 19, 1933. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request for a particular song or artist? We love to get email, and you can send it to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, December 9th, marked the birth in 1898 in Sedan, Kansas, of Emmett Kelly. He originally wanted to be a newspaper cartoonist, but when he was unable to find work in that field, he joined a circus as a chalk talk artist and later on as a trapeze artist. Working with his first wife, he created and performed as several different clown characters, but finally found success with his sad-faced hobo character known as Weary Willie. He entertained circus audiences as a tramp hobo clown for over 5 decades and even performed for such notables as Winston Churchill, Harry Truman, and Queen Elizabeth. The circus was Emmett's first love, but he also performed on Broadway, television, and in movies. During the 1930s, he was also part of a nightclub comedy team with entertainer and broadcaster Lynn Sheldon. Emmett Kelly wrote and published his memoirs titled Clown in 1954. Emmett Kelly died in Sarasota, Florida, of a heart attack on March 28, 1979. So to commemorate Emmett Kelly, I have some rapidly rotating records about hobos, but having hopped a few freight trains myself, I want to point out the distinction between hobos, tramps, and bums. Hobos are not beggars. A true hobo insists upon working for whatever he gets and uses the rails to travel from place to place. A tramp doesn't ride the rails, but walks or tramps about from place to place. And a bum, on the other hand, doesn't work and won't work. So, now that we have our definitions straight, here's Ted Lewis.
Just give me the road, the white winding highways, and let me know those unbeaten byways, and I'll travel alone, singing a vagabond song. Oh, give me the flowers, the little bird song at morning, and just let me see the beautiful sunrise at dawning, and I'll travel alone, singing a vagabond song. Now happy you may be with your fashions, your passions, and the snug little parts that you play. Oh, but you couldn't trade me with all your foolery or jewelry, for I'm monarch of all I survey. Oh, give me the stars, God's only heaven above me, and just let me know one little pal that's gonna love me, and I'll travel along. I'll be singing a vagabond song. Slave all day. Why do you toil for gold? Don't you know that your hair will turn gray and soon you'll be bent and old? Come on with me and travel along. Oh, I'll be singing a vagabond song.
Hit us lads the worst of all. We have to bum our living from spring till late in the fall. We drift into the city trying to find a little chug. Those doggone cops, they chase us out. That's always a hobo's luck. Canada, the land of plenty, we find no work to do. Just ride the freight from east to west and get those hobo blues. Those hobo blues. A lion in an old boxcar, the train rolls down the rails. We don't find much difference here from lying in a jail. Four walls all around us, no pork chopsticks or stew. I hear a whistle blowing, those doggone hobo blues. Those doggone hobo blues. But oh, for the life of a hobo, no loving caress of a wife, no baby to hold upon your knee when you come home at night. Always riding the glittering rails, that's all we ever do. The hobo's life's not all blue skies, those doggone hobo blues. Those hobo blues.
Some rapidly rotating records about vagabonds and hobos to celebrate the birthday of Emmett Kelly, born December 9th, 1898. We began with that high-headed tragedian of song, Ted Lewis, and Singing a Vagabond Song, recorded in New York by Columbia on March 3, 1930. In the band, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and alto sax. Singing a Vagabond Song was written by Harry Richman, Hal Messenheimer, and Val Burton, and Richman recorded it just 5 days after Ted Lewis on March 8, 1930. After Ted Lewis, it was Charlie Strait's orchestra and Hobo's Prayer, written by Boyd Center and Walter Hirsch, and recorded by Brunswick on May 28, 1926. A different take was issued on the Vocalion label, but is credited to the Tennessee Tooters. The Brunswick Bulk Cullender Company initially entered the phonograph market in 1916 and at first didn't make any records of their own. They developed their own recording facilities rather than buying an existing operation, and Brunswick was the first company to maintain permanent recording studios in Chicago and Los Angeles, as well as New York. Brunswick's first records were sold only in Canada around 1917 and were vertical cut discs. In 1919, Brunswick began to manufacture lateral discs, which went on sale in the U.S. in January of 1920. The Vocalion label was acquired by Brunswick in December 1924. The Vocalion label had been introduced by the Aeolian Company of New York in 1921 to replace their earlier Aeolian Vocalion brand name. I hope you're taking notes because there's going to be a short quiz at the end of the show. We finished up that set with Wilf Carter and the Hobo's Blues from 1934 at the beginning of his recording career, which lasted until 1988. Canadian country music legend Wilf Carter was born in Port Hilford, Nova Scotia on December 18, 1904. He moved to Calgary in 1923 and was hired by radio station CFCN as a singer, and he was soon after hired by the Canadian Pacific Railway to entertain tourists. For a short time, he hosted a radio show in New York where he was known as Montana Slim. Wilf Carter died at age 91 of stomach cancer. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 in Avalon and available on demand 24/7 streaming online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, December 9th, marked the birth in 1906 in Cleveland, Ohio, of drummer, tenor saxophonist, and bandleader Freddie Martin. He formed his first band while in high school. After graduating, he took a job with a musical instrument company and tried to sell some saxophones to Guy Lombardo's orchestra. Lombardo declined, but did hear Martin's band, which he recommended for a gig that Lombardo couldn't make. During the 1930s, Martin's band toured regularly and was heard on radio with featured vocalist Elmer Feldkamp. Other vocalists included Helen Ward, Buddy Clark, and Eddie Stone, and Merv Griffin sang with the group during the 1950s. Freddie Martin served as Elvis Presley's first musical director in Las Vegas, after which he was resident at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Freddie Martin led his orchestra right up until just before his death on September 30th, 1983. Here's Freddie Martin.
Shouted hip hooray, but look at him today. Remember my forgotten man. You had him cultivate the land. He walked behind a plow, the sweat fell from his brow, but look at him right now. And once he used to love me, I was happy then. Take care of me. Won't you bring him back again? 'cause ever since the world began, a woman's got to have a man. Forgetting him, you see, means you're forgetting me, like my forgotten man.
Drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
I'll be tired of you when stars are tired of gleaming. When I am tired of dreaming, then I'll be tired of you. This I know is true when winds are tired of blowing, when grass is tired of growing, then I'll be tired of you. Beyond the years, till day is night, till wrong is right, till birds refuse to sing. Beyond the years, the echo of my only love will still be whispering, whispering. If my throbbing heart should ever start repeating that it is tired of beating, then I'll be tired of you.
A trio of records from Freddie Martin and his orchestra. We began with Dubin and Warren's Remember My Forgotten Man from Gold Diggers of 1933. The vocal on that May 11th, 1933 recording was by Helen Rowland. Next, we heard Buddy Clark and Stars Fell on Alabama. And we finished up that little tribute to Freddie Martin with Elmer Feldkamp, August 3rd, 1934, and Then I'll Be Tired of You. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, December 10th, marked the birth in 1851 in Adams Center, New York, of Melville Lewis Kossuth Dewey. You know him better as the inventor of the DDC, the Dewey Decimal Classification System, which he invented at age 21 while working as a student assistant in the library of Amherst College. His work created a revolution in library science, turning it into a modern profession and earning him the title of Father of Modern Librarianship. He also helped establish the American Library Association in 1876 and was its secretary until 1890 and president until 1893. He co-founded and edited the Library Journal and formed a company to sell library supplies, which eventually became the Library Bureau. He was a pioneer in library education, and while the librarian of Columbia College, now Columbia University in New York City, he founded the first ever library school on January 1, 1887. In December 1889, he became the director of the New York State Library at Albany and retired from that position in 1906. Dewey died from a stroke on December 26, 1931. So here in honor of Melville Dewey are some rapidly rotating records about books, starting with the Dixie Rhythm Kings.
Thank you. Like to learn everything in 5 easy lessons?
Yes!
Well, send for our free booklet. A dumbbell when every magazine gives you a tumble on how not to be green. Anyone can live and learn. All you have to do, just send for our free booklet and watch your dreams come true. They laughed when I sat down to play, but when I stopped they yelled hooray, and then they took the piano away. Send for our free booklet. They tittered when I arose to speak. As I got strong they all got weak. If you are bashful, shy and meek, send for our free booklet. Do friends feel sorry for your wife? Are you wasting your young life? Would you know what spoon or knife? Just sign that little coupon. In French, I ordered coffee cake. My friends all laughed and hollered fake. Hey! Just then the waiter brought a steak. Send for our free booklet. Your best friends will not tell you so. You wonder why you lose your bow. If you would really like to know, send for our free booklet. When noisy neighbors make you moan, let's show you how to make them groan. One payment brings our saxophone. Send for our free booklet. If you are troubled with the gout, if your teeth are falling out, a blindfold test will help, no doubt. It's free, no obligation. For profit, get a Belgian hare. They add to every home that's bare. And how they multiply, oh yes, send for our free booklet. I said I'd fix the radio. You should have heard them laugh, ho ho. When I was done, they bought one. So send for our free booklet. They jeered when I bought my guitar, which goes to show you how your friends are. I struck one chord and struck a bar. Send for our free booklet. Why be a wallflower? Why be blue? Why kill wives with washing too? We'll do the dirty work for you. Just clip and mail this coupon. They roared when I sat down to plumb. I learned by mail, I wasn't dumb. You should have seen the firemen come. Send for our free booklet. Send for our illustrated pamphlet. Thank you.
sun shines bright and gay. But what'll we do? What'll we do on a do-do-do-we-day? All we do is lots of talking on a moonlight night in May. But what'll we do? What'll we do on a do-do-do-we-day? Do we love? Do we play? Do we hug just a little bit, kiss just a little bit? Boy, I say, when the parlor light's warm and cozy and the old folks are away, oh, what'll we do? What'll we do on a do-do-do-we-day?
Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with a tribute to the inventor of the Dewey Decimal Classification System, Do-Do-Dewey-Day.
That's silly!
Well, yes it is silly. Thank you. The vocalist was Johnny Marvin. Before Do-Do-Dewey-Day were a couple of rapidly rotating records about books. We started with the Dixie Rhythm Kings, directed by Omer Simeon, and Storybook Ball from September 23, 1929. Then it was Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and Send for Our Free Booklet from March of 1930 with the vocalist Tommy Stax. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.